Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, author, and success coach, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie will support, nurture, and inspire you by helping turn your life's passion into your life's work. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Well, welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel. I am excited to meet with you again this week for another show, and I have another fantastic guest. Michelle Van de Pass is with us today, and I'm going to introduce her in just a moment. But first, I want to take a moment to thank all of you for taking time out of your busy day to spend time here with us at The Holistic Entrepreneur. You know, I know that time is our most precious asset, and I truly do value you and am appreciative that you take time to come to the show. So I always want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you feel your time is well spent. And I know that you will not be disappointed today. So I also want to know what you think of the show. If you are listening on whatever favorite network you have, I hope you subscribe to the show, but leave me a review. Leave me a comment. I always want to know what you think and how we can make the show better and better and better. So now let me introduce Michelle, and I'm going to take a quick station identification, and when we come back, we're going to bring her on the show and get into our juicy discussion today. Michelle Van de Pass, best-selling author and TEDx speaker, works with those called to change the consciousness of the planet. She teaches others to use marketing within their core strengths, realizing their own big dreams, and fulfilling their purpose and mission through entrepreneurship. A successful business consultant, she has started 3 multi-million dollar companies, and her Purpose and Profit podcast talks with others about making a difference. Next year, she will appear in the documentary film Wisdom from Thought Leaders, alongside Sting and the Dalai Lama. A doctor of divinity, she brings a spiritual bent to her work. Michelle studies Tai Chi for meditation in motion, and she's been married for 34 years. She's a mom to 1 daughter, grandmother to 6, and she's been a foster mom to 10. When we come back in just a moment, we're going to bring Michelle on the show and get into our discussion. And this is Bonnie Gressel here at The Holistic Entrepreneur, and we're going to be right back.
You're listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur with your host, Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur is sponsored by M&B Global Solutions, providing individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, as well as book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.
Well, welcome, Michelle. I am so excited to have you here today. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to share with us here at The Holistic Entrepreneur.
Thank you.
You know, I read a little bit about people in their bio, obviously, but there's always more to the story, right? Would you share with our listeners a little bit more about your journey and what brings you to who you are and what you do today?
Oh, my gosh, Bonnie.
Sorry,
let's
right?
just jump right in. So, you know, like all of us, I think we teach what we need to learn, right? So I think all of us can go deeper into what our message is, and as we're working with clients or companies, whoever our audience is, those are the places as we go deeper, we discover more about ourselves and what we want to learn and sort of places that we are growing ourselves. And so my whole journey, which has led me to Purpose and Profit and being a conscious entrepreneur, has been helping others be on that journey, helping them find out where their own place of purpose and profit comes together. And then, of course, that's also where I go deeper in my own work around this. So it's a big circle, really. It's all about serving my clients, helping my clients get what they need. And then, of course, that helps me go deeper in my own work.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think so many people, and this is what I've found in people that I, you know, meet, is that so many people are just sort of going through whatever their job is, or even if they're entrepreneurs, they're really just sort of going through the motion. And they don't really have that that purpose that starts it all. Some people are still searching for their purpose, and I like to believe your purpose finds you, which is kind of what you were talking about before. But you know, do you find that with the clients that you work with that it's that that's a struggle? The whole clarity piece is a struggle for people?
There's so much expectation put around purpose, just the word purpose. So let's start there. It's a highly charged word where somehow we expect that we're supposed to have a purpose in our lives, or the lightning bolt is supposed to strike us on our head, and then suddenly clarity. We know exactly what we're supposed to do for the rest of our lives. I think purpose is something that can be elusive. And that is because as part of just being part of the human race, being a human being, most of us are striving, looking for more. Not everybody, but a lot of us always want more. And so we think it's outside of ourselves. We think purpose is something out there that we are chasing or finding or have to discover. And I really maintain that purpose is something we are already doing, that we are already living our purpose. We just may not know exactly what that looks like. So if we tend to be caregivers, or if we tend to be teachers, or if we tend to just be the embodiment of love, whatever that looks like, we're bringing that into our lives. And so to feel more consciously alive with purpose, I think, means just tapping into what are we already doing in our life that is so natural to us, we can't help but do it.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just finish this one thought. The other piece, Bonnie, that goes with this is that we think we're supposed to make a living out of our purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And I think where we find fulfillment is when we are passionate about what we're making our living from, and then bringing our purpose into that. So we could love coaching, and maybe teaching is something that's natural to us that becomes part of our purpose, or is part of our purpose. And then maybe we pull all that together and teach coaches or teach other people through our coaching practice. So there's not just one thing we have to do to suddenly become a conscious entrepreneur.
Yeah, so true. And I think you're right. I mean, it changes as we go through the journey of life. Things change. But to me, that core of being happy and passionate about what you do, feeling good about what you do, to me, and it's a Bonnie-ism, I guess, but to me, that has to be at the core.
And it's a choice, right?
Yeah.
That's the other piece that is sometimes difficult for us to realize when we're in the middle of our own stuff. We have a choice. Because life is up and down. Life is black and white and good and bad and polarity and yin yang and however you want to talk about it. But that's the reality. Bad things happen, and whether you think it's for on purpose or because of karma, no matter what your belief system is, you still have to live through that. But at the core of it, there's a choice of tapping into a place where we can be passionate about something every day.
Oh, that is so true. You know, I think just the whole concept of choice, that's one of my bugaboos, I guess, is it's such a gift. You know, we all have the gift of choice, and yet sometimes we don't even recognize that it's there, and we don't think we have a choice. And we always do, always. Split second before we say, do, think, feel everything in our lives, we choose at some level.
Yeah, we forget though, and we go through the motions. As you're saying that, I'm thinking, what am I choosing to say next? Right? Because it's so automatic.
Sure. So now, tell me a little bit about the types of people that you serve, Michelle. If I was going to like refer somebody to you, what kind of person or group would that be?
I love that. I tend to work with people over 50, although that's not always true. I do tend to work with people who have some life experience and want to take that experience now and go do something new. So it could be someone who's had a whole career in holistic health, or a career as a therapist, or a career career in the corporate world that have some experience that now want to bring that into a coaching business or want to write a book or be on a TEDx stage and bring their experience into this new part of their life and starting a business or spreading a message.
Mm. You know, we go through so many transitions in life, and I think that whole around age 50 type of time frame is for many people, and maybe this is more true, and I don't mean to be stereotypical, but I see that it's more typical for women.
I think women might hit it a little bit earlier. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of clients who are men, but they tend to be retired.
Okay.
And so I think they finish their careers and then around 60, 65 come to me and say, okay, now I'd like to write a book. I'd like to go serve, help, mm-hmm. and give back. Because especially for this age bracket, there was a more traditional role of having a job, being the breadwinner, and sticking with it until a retirement age. That's not true for the younger generations coming up, but for people who are in the 60, 70-year-old range right now, that tends to be true. And so I have a mix of both men and women, but I think you're right. I think the women hit it a little bit earlier, around 50. Usually the kids are grown. They're like,
right.
Now what?
Yeah. Now what? And now it's time for me.
Yeah.
You know, now I can finally, after all these years, take time for me and do what I want to do, what feeds my soul.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that period of transition. You know, I was talking with somebody about, you know, when anything happens in our life, things are never really the same, you know, and so we have to sort of reinvent our new normal, whatever normal is. And I think that's another word that people like, ooh, what's normal? I'm not normal. And I love Irma Bombeck's definition, so I share it with everybody, because her definition of the word normal is a setting on the wash machine.
I love that.
I love that, too, because it takes the whole, what is it supposed to be? What am I supposed to be out of it?
And so much of it is conditioning that we don't even realize we have.
Yeah.
And I find that as I get older, the less I know, right? And it's amazing to me how I find myself doing things, or I find myself teaching my daughter things, and people who've heard me before know I have a 12-year-old, so I'm a midlife mommy here. But I find myself just doing and teaching and modeling things that really don't have much basis in reality or what I want my life to look like, but just through conditioning. And then I sort of wake up and go, wait a minute, maybe that we don't have to do it this way.
Mm-hmm.
And that certainly stretches my boundaries of normal. And I think for a lot of women over 50, just looking at those things and having kids and grandkids in your life or younger generations in your life can certainly shake that up a bit.
Yeah, it gives you a little bit different perspective of, is this my belief? Mm-hmm. Is this really me? Or did I, you know, is it a limiting belief or is something I picked up from the conditioning of our culture even,
mm-hmm.
of society?
Right.
Because, yes, I think there's a lot of that. So someone comes to you, a man or a woman, or maybe it's even a group. I'm curious, do you do anything with groups or is it more one-on-one?
I do mostly one-on-one. However, I do occasionally go into corporations or small businesses and do workshops or breakout sessions or, you know, a half day with with a small business. I also facilitate groups, so I have people come to me. I do retreats and workshops where individuals come to me and then we work in group.
Okay. So it's but it sounds like it really stems around that whole transition. Okay, I've done this job, whatever, for most of my career, and now I want to do something else. I want to write a book. I want to get in a TEDx. I want to whatever. And it sounds like you help them to sort of walk through that process, both the mindset piece, because it doesn't just, you know, sometimes those things are holding us back, but then also the how-to piece.
It's, yeah, absolutely, Bonnie. It's interesting that you use the word transition, because I would never think of myself as like a transition coach or people who are so experienced in that piece. And yet, obviously, with our conversation, that's exactly what I do. But I do it really from the entrepreneurial mindset. So it's, I've been here, now how do I go start or grow my business to the next level? How do I take my knowledge and go create something new? So it doesn't have to be a business, but even if you're writing a book or preparing a new speaking career or TEDx talk, that's an entrepreneurial mindset. So it is the transition, but it's how do I grow this new thing out of me, out of my dream?
Right. You know, I was talking with someone just earlier today, actually, about that type of transition from a brick-and-mortar type of business to something else, because brick-and-mortar retail isn't what it was years ago. And so going on to the next chapter, do you find that it's sometimes difficult for people to get clarity around that when they, you know, they end one thing and they don't know where they're going? Or do you find that more people are, yes, I've always wanted to do this all my life and now is the time I'm going to do it?
I tend to attract people who have shiny object syndrome.
Okay.
And that tends, and again, is because we teach what we need to learn. So I have 1,000 ideas and I don't know which way to go. Help me sort it out in my head. I could write a book. I could be a speaker. I could open a business, and it's all around this subject, or this is my expertise, or maybe I just want to move to Costa Rica and open a bed and breakfast. I can't sort it out. Which direction do you think I should go? And so sometimes we start there and sort it out. And then, you know, I think everybody can do everything they want to do in their lives, just not all at once. And so it's, let's figure out which is the thing that's burning the brightest right now and makes the most sense logically. So it does not always make sense to sell all your possessions and move to Costa Rica if you have things holding you where you are. So that could be a dream that you start planning for in a year or five, or maybe it's a perfect timing. So I think timing has a lot to do with how we structure what the next step might be for someone.
Oh, yes, that is so such good advice, because it a lot of times has to do with divine timing. So is there some advice or suggestion or maybe a to-do that we could give our listeners today for anybody who's out there struggling with shiny object syndrome and should I do this or this or this or this to sort of gain that clarity?
Yeah, great question. So a couple of things. I think you've got to engage both your heart and your mind. People are always saying, well, I follow my heart and this is what I want to do and I want to be in the flow. And I love that mindset. And you have to bring in your brain. You have to bring in enough groundedness so that you can actually set forth the steps to make that happen. And so for me and for most of the people I work with, it's a combination of heart and mind. It's not just doing your mind and saying, well, I have to make X amount of money, so this is the only way I have to go and I'll put my dreams on hold. And it's not only the heart saying, I've always wanted to move to Costa Rica, live in the jungle and start a bed and breakfast, but I'm just going to sell everything and go do it and hope it works out. There's a combination of the two things that really, I think, when they come together can be so magical. And we all have our own way to access both of those pieces of ourselves. And then you add divine timing and what's your own spiritual path and some other holistic mindsets to go with this so that you're not fighting, you know, things like timing and it just doesn't feel right and I don't know why. You bring all those in and then we find the right method for each person. So some people check in with their heart first. Some people have to do mind dumps before they can get to their heart. Some people need to go pray for a day or meditate for a day and allow the information to come in. There's different methods to access the information, but I believe we all have it within ourselves. It's just not always easily deconstructed to know which might be the next step. That's why we have coaches and outside help and mentors and masterminds and all those things to help us get further clarity around the information that's coming in.
Yeah, because, you know, we see things, I mean, it's a matter of perspective. We see things differently than people around us see our stuff. And sometimes we need that other perspective.
Absolutely. That other perspective and other ideas and just a bigger picture. Sometimes we all get hung up in the weeds. Don't see the, or we only see the bigger picture and we can't see the next step right in front of us.
Mm-hmm. And I love the way you combine the heart and the mind, that you can't just, you know, follow your passion and everything's going to work out without any planning. And you have to incorporate, you know, the how-to stuff, some of the more maybe left-brain logical stuff. That you need both in order to take the right steps?
Yeah, I think so. And I think that is the whole basis of my purpose and profit mindset that I teach and work with people on. And let's be clear, this is when we're talking about something that you do want to make money off of. You can go have a hobby. You can go knit. And if you have no intention of ever making money off of it, it doesn't matter. Knit away to your heart's content with whatever colors you want and make crazy things, and maybe it will turn into a business and maybe it won't. But when you're looking for something that is going to be income producing or you want to monetize it, you've got to have enough of that mindset and some smarts to go with it to bring the two together. But I'm not only about the mind, right? That's the thing. You've got to have the heart, the passion, the purpose behind it to keep you going. Otherwise, what's the point?
Right. Yeah, it's that passion that gives you that drive. I always like to ask people what their why is. I mean, why they really want to do this, whatever this is. Because it's that why. It's got to be big enough. It's got to be that fire in your belly that keeps you going.
Yes, and that can be elusive for some people, and it can change.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Well, life is a journey, mm-hmm. right? It's not just, you know, you get there, and it's a up and down, ebbs and flows, hills and valleys. I mean, all that stuff. That's just the way life is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, Michelle, if people, you know, because everybody's busy, certainly, but if people could only remember one thing that we talked about today, mm-hmm. what would you say is the most important piece of advice that you would have for people? Maybe it's something we've talked about or maybe not already on the show. So what one thing do you want to make sure people absolutely leave with from our conversation today?
Well, I think that the piece I always come back to is to remind people they're already living their purpose.
Mm.
You don't have to chase it. You don't have to go take 27 more Facebook quizzes. You don't have to try to figure it all out. You're already living it. What you want to connect with is some passion, and then that will keep you in your own way connected to your purpose. And then move forward on your business, on your dream, on your entrepreneurial venture, whatever it is, your book, your talk, whatever it is. But just know that you're on the right track already. You don't need to be fixed. You don't need to search. You're perfect the way you are. You just need to draw it out of you.
Mm. Oh, I love that. That's gold, because there are so many people who think I'm not good enough. It must be me. I must be doing this wrong. There must be another way to do this. Why can't I figure this out? And the point you make is you're already living your purpose. So, you know, chill. It's
right.
Okay.
and then don't try to figure it all out.
Yeah,
work with somebody to help you get clarity, which is a different thing than figuring it all out. Just, you already have it figured out. It's just get the clarity around what's next, what's the big picture, what's the next step.
Oh, perfect. Well, I know, Michelle, that people are going to want more of you after the show today. So what's the best way that people can connect with you, learn more about your services and all the wonderful stuff that you have to share people to help them on their way to reach their dream.
Well, if it's all right with you, Bonnie, I'd like to offer a gift of how purpose and profit come together in business.
Awesome.
It's a checklist of 8 things that you can do to bring more purpose and bring more profit into your life, your business, your venture. And it's really just a checklist. It's the beginning, but it's a nice way to sort of remember how we have both purpose and profit, heart and mind, and everything that we do. So they can come over to my site, michellevandepass.com/purpose-and-profit-checklist. And I'll send you the link so you can.
Yeah, and I'll put the link on the show page for your website so that it's easy for people to find.
Thank you.
That's awesome. That's a fabulous, generous gift because I think so many people are kind of stuck there. And just sometimes just a simple checklist, just a simple one-page type of thing. I don't know if this is one page or more, but something simple that people can just consume and get to that next step. I think that's really valuable. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah, thank you.
So how would they be able to connect? Say somebody wanted to access your coaching or know about some of the other things that you provide. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming that they can connect with you right on your website as well.
They can. They can just email me, call me. My phone number's on my website.
Okay.
And I do have a place where people can schedule and we can spend 30 minutes kind of talking about where they are and what they might need next or just brainstorming together. So that's all on my website at michellevandepass.com.
Awesome. Well, and you know, that whole brainstorming thing I think is sometimes a little underrated. You know, my husband and I are both entrepreneurs. We both work at home, but we do slightly different things. And it's like, if you don't have somebody that you can just brainstorm with that knows what you're talking about, that gets it, that's really tough. I think a lot of entrepreneurs find themselves in that lonely place where they don't have anybody to brainstorm with.
Mm. Brainstorming is very underrated. It's actually sometimes what people call masterminding. It can be looked as consulting. It can be some forms of coaching. But again, it just helps us all get clarity. It helps us get to the nuggets of what's underneath everything going on. We're in so much overwhelm. We need to just sort through what's really important, where the fire in our belly is, and what the next step is for most of us.
Oh, so true. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking time. I know you're a busy person, Michelle. So thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to share your bits of wisdom with all of us here at the Holistic Entrepreneur.
Oh, Bonnie, I loved it. Thank you.
Now, I always want to remind you that the Holistic Entrepreneur is on several other internet radio stations, including TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spreaker, and, of course, Speak Up Talk Radio. So you can listen on your favorite network. Now, the easiest and quickest way to find these links is to go to my website at bonniegressel.com. Just click on the radio show tab for the Holistic Entrepreneur, and all of the links to all the other networks are there for you. That way you don't have to go searching. The wonderful gifts from our guests can also be found at bonniegressel.com as well. So be sure to access the gift page when you're there. Let's all pay it forward and pass on this valuable free information to others. Spread the word, and then we can reach more people. You can help by subscribing, reviewing, and, of course, sharing. Until next week, blessings, everyone.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.